you hosted Dinner and a Movie for 6 years. So were you and are you a decent cook?
I am the worst cook, as everyone in my family. Well, first of all, when I first called my parents to tell them I'd gotten this job on Dinner and a Movie, they just, the howling laughter. It was my dad, but Shirley, Annabelle's going to be cooking on TV. Like, what? Do they know you? Do they know who you are? And my own family, they know I'm the forgetful chef. I can't even boil eggs and remember that. I'm always distracted. Oh, wait, I've got something to write. Oh, wait, so long answer. Oh, God, no, you don't want to come to my house for dinner. I'm still stirring a risotto I tried to make 7 years ago.
The show you're bringing to Des Moines is called I See You Made an Effort. It's based on your latest book, which is a New York Times bestseller. Tell us a little about what we're in store for starting next week in Des Moines.
Oh, well, first of all, so, you know, the subtitle of the book will tell you a little bit about my feelings about aging, which is, the subtitle is Compliments, Indignities, and Survival Stories on the Edge of 50. So this whole, the book and the show started with this idea that I thought, you know, there's got to be a different way here. It just has gotten really popular to say things like, you know, 50 is the new 40. But from my own experience, that just didn't ring true because, sure, we are, you know, a lot of us are, you know, looking great and doing all this stuff at this age. But there's nobody who's 40 who thinks that if you're 50, you're the same age as them. Just forget it. And I just thought, you know, there's got to be a way to sort of embrace this idea of being the age that we are. But it is just filled with, you know, indignities that you run into all day. And when I wrote about, you know, I mean, for everything from, I mean, when I found out I was my rheumatologist's youngest patient, I mean, that is just, I wanted to be like the youngest person who won a Pulitzer Prize, not my rheumatologist's youngest. This is not what you want. But the thing was, when I wrote the book, I was having so much fun going around the country and talking to people and just getting a chance to share this material in person. I thought, you know what, I've got to find a way to adapt this for the stage. And so I wrote actually new things for the show, but I took it based on some of the indignities that I write about in the book. And I turned it into, you know, a live show where we get a chance to be together. And I always think that everything is funnier when you're not alone. You know, I can laugh about the fact that I hide tweezers all over my house, in my glove compartment of my car because of the migration of my hair from the top of my head to my chin. But if I say that alone in my room, I feel a little sad. But if I say that with a bunch of women and men who also know the indignity of nose hair, ear hair, not to be too graphic here, but it becomes funny. And I think that there's just nothing like theater. I started out in live theater, and I think particularly now that we spend so much time on our screens and alone in front of our computers, nothing beats going out with a crowd of people and laughing together. Because laughing alone, again, is one of those things that's just not as much fun as when you're in a crowd.
And this is billed as a one-woman multimedia show, so people that are expecting just kind of a stand-up act, they're going to be getting a lot more.
Oh, yeah. It's not a stand-up act. It's a play. It has a narrative. It's really one night in the life of this woman on the edge of 50, turning 50, and how I try to put all those things behind me. But it's impossible. I am one of those people who is in the sandwich generation. So I've got a kid who's a teenager who needs me. I've got aging parents who need me. There's really never a chance to leave behind all the responsibilities and all the things we have. If I can get even to my life, if I can just remember the password to get into my phone, which I can't, but then that means I have to actually find my phone, which I can't remember to do either. So it's about all the pitfalls of actually just trying to get out of your house can be hard at this age. And I've got this fabulous designer who has made the funniest, there's film, there's slides, there's images. He's designed a whole it's a whole other show that's happening behind me in the play, and I just can't believe what that people can do with technology now. So there's a little spoof of the Eileen Fisher clothing line and her website and her scarf tying video. In fact, I can send you a link to that. So you can put that if you know on your radio station website if you'd like, or your social media. I think it's pretty funny. I'm just amazed at what people can do. So I can travel with the show, and basically there's this whole other multimedia show that's on a flash drive, which is crazy. It is just so crazy that you can do that now. But to me, when I go to the theater, I really like to feel like I'm getting a lot of value. I'm that person. So I didn't want to just do, you know, I mean, I love listening to people talk, and I love stand-up, and I'll go see my friend Omar any day. I'll go see Chris Rock. There's great people. But this is a play. And for that, I really wanted it to have, there's music, there's, and there's a whole design element too.
I see that almost all of your appearances on your calendar online are for one or two nights at a time, but Des Moines gets you for 3 weeks. So is this something new that you're trying?
Yeah, well, you know, with my book, You Say Tomato, I Say Shut Up, that I co-wrote with my husband, we actually turned that into a play as well. And, you know, it just really depends on the theater and what they're looking for. So some have been, some of the nights that show goes out is a one night or two nights, and sometimes it's a sit down and it's a few weeks, and it really depends on what people have asked for. And there is something really great about coming to a community and being able to get an audience, because what happened the other night in Mesa, we were just in Mesa, and of course this is a terrifying sign of age. I started acting in the theater with the New York Shakespeare Festival when I was 19 years old, and I was always the youngest. Now I did my show in Mesa, and the stagehands, who are about 20, come up to me and say, "Oh, gosh, I wish you weren't just here for one night. I really want to bring my mother." I just think, okay, that's how old I am. People see me, and they just think of their mothers, but it's great. And I love when you can, you know, have a word of mouth spread. And being a theater person, the goal was always to do as long a run as possible. So it's actually really great for me to get back to that. And I do try to do, at least one play a year. And it's just really an important part of my life and my life as an artist to work in the theater. And it's different when you do one night than what you can't build that. You can't build that audience.
Well, I think you're going to have a good time here. Des Moines has a lot to offer, and even though it's in the middle of Iowa, people often think, you know, cornfields and hogs, but Des Moines is a pretty neat town. Although I would say, do bring a lot of clothes, because we could have 67 degrees tomorrow, and we could have snow 3 days from now with temperatures in the teens, yeah, so be warned.
That's so funny you said that. So, yeah, I've been reading a lot, and everyone that I know who's traveled to Des Moines, which I've never been to before, has sent me, "Oh, you have to go eat here. Oh, there's this great market, and there's a craft place, and there's college." And so I'm really excited. But it is funny because I'm doing this in winter, I'm actually in Washington, D.C. right now. I'm shooting something with PBS NewsHour, and I have 3 suitcases full of sweaters with me. Well, you're only here with PBS for a night. Why do you have 3 suitcases? And it's actually because I'll be in Massachusetts first, and then I'm coming to see you guys. And I've got snow boots. I've got sweaters. But if I do look cold, if you see me on the street in Des Moines and I look cold, it's because I've lived in California for a long time. Even though I've lived in New York for a long time, I think my blood's gotten thinner. So if you see me on the street and I'm shivering, please, people of Des Moines, buy me a hot chocolate. Would you get me some mittens and a hot chocolate and maybe give me a warm hug? So I'm just asking for help from anyone who sees me, and I'll be easy to spot. I'll be the shivering Californian on the street looking a little confused and cold.